Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. And before we get into today's conversation, I want to take a moment to let you know that this is the final Sound and Vision podcast episode. Starting Tuesday, April 9th, this feed will look and sound a little different. We're launching a new podcast on this feed called A Deeper Listen. It's going to be focused on longer conversations with artists about the ideas and experiences that shape their music. And you've heard these types of conversations on Sound and Vision in the past, and that is what A Deeper Listen is all about. I'll give you a little preview of what to expect from the first episode of A Deeper Listen at the end of this episode. But first, here's a conversation I had with KEXP's Morgan Chosnick about the Trans Music Hall Music Festival that happened in France in December. KEXP went and took video of a few bands and artists, and those videos are now available on KEXP's YouTube channel. I caught up with Morgan to hear some of her favorite performances from that trip. Before we got into the music, she first set the scene of what Trans Music Hall is all about.
Trans Music Hall is a really unique music festival in that their whole premise is finding either brand new artists who maybe haven't even released an album yet or don't have a lot of recorded music. And the festival curator, Jean-Louis Brossard, goes to shows across the world, really, but mostly Europe, I think. But he goes to shows throughout the year and just hits the ground and tries to find the best new and emerging artists. Sometimes it's artists who have been around for a long time, but they're maybe lower on the radar, or maybe they're doing something just really interesting that they want to pull them back out and present them in this new and different way. And so for KEXP, partnering with Trans Music Hall for so long, our ethos together is amplifying new and emerging music and discovering new music. So it's a perfect partnership. So when we get the lineup for Trans Music Hall, we'll get that lineup in September or October of that year that we're going to go. And we just comb through this huge list of artists. And a lot of the artists on the list have very little internet presence. So not a lot of recorded music, not a lot of live performance videos to reference. And so we're really kind of a lot of our choices are based on trusting Trans Music Hall that these artists are going to be awesome. And the fact that they bring so many different artists from across the Atlantic Ocean from us, of course. So these are bands that maybe don't have enough audience yet, so that it's too expensive for them to travel and tour in the US, because where would they play? Who would they be playing for? That kind of thing. Or artists who literally, it's just so hard to get a musician visa to travel to the US that these are artists that likely we would not be able to get, at least for some time. So it's great for us to be able to go out to Trans Music Hall in France, where it's sort of a central location between the European countries and the Asian countries and the continent of Africa, and being able to all meet in this middle location and be able to get some artists where we may not have been able to get them in Seattle, certainly not for a long time. So that's why we keep going back. It's discovering amazing music and being able to champion artists who maybe we wouldn't be able to get in Seattle as easily.
Amazing. And we took videos of many, many artists while you were at Trans Music Hall back in December. You were going to talk about five of your highlighted favorites. But first off, how many sessions did we record that are now up on our YouTube page? Do you know off the top of your head?
I do. There are 13 performances that are posted to the YouTube channel.
All right. And you can, yes, check that out on KEXP's YouTube channel for the whole list. But now Morgan is here to break down five of the standout performances in your mind. Which artist or band do you want to talk about first?
I want to highlight the artist Raoul Refri. Raoul Refri is actually one of those heritage artists who has been around for a really long time. He's from Barcelona. He's a musician, composer, producer. He's been making music in bands, at least since 1996. He's collaborated with artists like Rosalia on her Los Angeles release in 2017. He's collaborated with Ricky Martin. He's collaborated with Lee Ronaldo of Sonic Youth for a really long time, which actually I became aware of Raul because he was part of Lee Ronaldo's band when they came to KEXP back in 2017, and I hosted that session. So I became aware of him through that, but he's won awards, including Latin Grammys. But he had this very, very avant-garde performance for Trans Music Hall, which was so cool. And it doesn't translate as well to radio, so it's kind of hard to feature it on my show. And that's part of the reason I wanted to highlight it in this Sound and Vision piece, is because I really want to encourage people to go watch the video, because the visual is a huge component of this performance. But it was him and one other person, this woman, Nuria Andora, and she's a vibraphone player and percussionist, and she does really avant-garde percussion, along with Raul, who is playing the piano in interesting ways. So he's like getting into the piano itself and plucking the strings with his fingers. He's using samplers. He's also playing flamenco guitar. And Nuria, who's the percussionist, she was doing things like she had a standing floor tom and she was scraping a cymbal across it. She was putting these metal discs on top of the kick drum and like putting marbles over it to make this really interesting textural sound. She was using pine cones scrape across it. She was even using adult toys, vibrators.
Yeah, I was gonna say
on
a personal massage wand.
Personal massage wands on the floor tom as well, just to make these really interesting textural sounds. And she's watching Raul as he's making his transitions between what he's doing. So they're using body language to communicate and move through these pieces, and they're just beautiful and interesting, and I just highly recommend watching the video.
So that was Raul Refri, one of the artists that we captured as part of Trans Music Hall. This video is now up on KEXP's YouTube channel, and Morgan Chosnick is here to share some more highlights from Trans Music Hall. Morgan, who's the next artist or band you want to share with us today?
Yeah, the next band I want to share with you is a two-piece out of Tokyo, Japan. They're called Moja. They've actually been a band since 2005, but it seems like they've been lower on the radar in the West anyway. Like, I think they're maybe fairly well known in Japan, at least, but they're so cool. They are so high energy, so rockin'. I love them so much. And they, again, are a duo. It's Haru on bass and vocals. And I swear to God, this band sounds like they have at least four people in the band. But Haru has a huge board with tons of pedals and is playing the bass so fast that you're like, am I hearing guitar in there too? No, it's just him playing bass. And his vocals are super fun too. And then Masumi's on drums. And she is a beast on drums.
Yes.
She is like one of my favorite drummers I have ever seen ever. And her performance, she's like standing up and playing drums. Her hair's everywhere. The energy is just insane. And then when she finished the performance, she got up, went over to the wall out of the shot of the camera, slumped down and sat there with her hands in her head for a really long time. And I walked over to her and I was like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, that was awesome. And she was like, thank you so much. And I got to talk to her a little bit and I was like, you are one of the best drummers I've ever seen in my life. And she shared with me that she's actually a classically trained drummer. She went to Berklee.
Yeah, I
think I saw
that.
School of Music in Boston. Yeah. So they're absolutely incredible. They have a few releases on Bandcamp I highly recommend checking out. Definitely support their music and then watch the video. It's going to blow your mind.
And then again, this is Moja, a duo from Tokyo. You can check it out on KXP's YouTube channel. Okay, that was Moja's performance at Trans Music Hall, a festival that happens each year in France. Morgan, who's another band or artist that you saw there that blew your mind?
Another band that blew my mind was Belfast, Ireland band Chalk. They are pretty new. They formed during the pandemic, and they released their first EP, the Conditions EP, in May of 2023. And so we started getting their singles dripped to us ahead of Trans Music Hall. So by the time we saw them there, I was like, oh, we've been playing your new songs and stuff. But I think they are going to catch on fire. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of the bands that comes out of Trans Music Hall and ends up being huge. I know that they were booked on South by Southwest recently, so that was supposed to be their first U.S. appearance. But maybe if you read the news, all the Irish bands pulled out of South by.
Wait, why was that?
South by was accepting funds from the U.S. Army, and it was a protest.
Oh, got it. Pullout. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All that to say, I hope they come back to the U.S. soon, because I think they're really going to be something big. So they were sharing with me that they've been getting a lot of press very quickly, and they even received a scholarship to like go take a retreat somewhere. I think it was in Iceland. They were given a scholarship to go to a retreat in a house and just spend some time writing and recording music, which was super cool. But they released their Conditions 2 EP last month, March 1st. And so some of the songs on this performance that we did out at Trans Music Hall has some tracks from that, some tracks from the first EP as well. And their performance is so intense. They're definitely like dark post-punk, very moody. Goes from quiet to loud very quickly. They're amazing players, and the front person, Ross, is just amazing to watch too. He's a really interesting performer. This field fold that we called home, between our love that's overgrown. Show me the mirror you promised to hold. Your colors are fading, your feelings are cold. Structure of conscience, a new point of view. The first taste of loss is living in you. The painting is broken, nostalgia is not. Recalling the dreams and what they have cost. Give me the mirror you promised to hold. Your colors are fading, your feelings are cold. Your colors are fading, your feelings are cold. Your colors are fading, your feelings are...
This is Chalk. Morgan, who's another band that you saw that you were impressed by?
Okay, so we just did a couple of very loud, high-energy bands. So now I'm going to bring it down a little bit, and we're going to get quieter. This is a band from Montreal, Quebec, called Fleur Laurentienne. Actually led by one person, Mathieu Gagnon. So he is the organ, electric, piano, mini Moog player. And if you watch the video, you can see he's completely surrounded by all of these organs and pianos and mini Moogs, like completely boxed in by them. And he's playing multiple at once, which is very cool. But they're cinematic, they're neoclassical, sort of ambient, and in the configuration they had for Trans Music Hall for the KXP set, it was a 7-piece. So there was a string quintet, there was percussion, marimba, synth, there was a drummer, which apparently is sort of a newer thing that they added. In general, their recordings and other performances won't have a drummer, but they brought in a drummer for this performance, and just so beautiful and sweeping, cinematic, It was great. They were so good.
That was Flora Laurentienne. You can check that out on KXP's YouTube channel as part of the Trans Music Hall live sessions that we took while we were in France back in December. And Morgan, you have one more artist that you want to share with us today.
Yes, one more artist is Ana Lua Caiano. She is from Lisbon, Portugal. She is self-described as a one-woman show. If you've ever seen Reggie Watts, for example, the one person who will use a sampler and a looper to live build a song, that's what she's doing. So it's really interesting because she's playing these various instruments that relate to her heritage in Portugal and using these rural Portuguese music traditions to layer in with the synths and the beats and field recordings that she's adding as well. And she's just totally locked in and focused when she's doing this. I can't imagine how hard it must be to like nail these songs every time when you're building them from scratch like this. So bringing in your samples, she'll quickly like play a drum beat real quick and then grab that and start looping it. And then she'll grab all of these different instruments. You can read all of the different instrument names that she's playing on the KXP YouTube video. I cannot pronounce a lot of them because they're Portuguese, but they're super pretty and interesting. And she'll play them for a bar and then bring them into the sample, and then she's singing. And when she's performing, she has this amazing intensity about her. She's so interesting to watch when she's singing. She's using her hands, and she's building all of this tension, and she's very intense when she's delivering her vocals. It's so cool. And for it to just be, you know, one person standing essentially at a table with some instruments on it, it is extremely engaging. And she just released her brand new album a couple weeks ago on March 15th. And she released that on her Bandcamp page. If you want to grab it, it is very good. I highly recommend it.
So let's take a listen to Ana Lua Caiano, another performance from Trans Music Hall sessions that we captured that you can check out on our YouTube channel. And Morgan, thank you so much for sharing all this music with us today.
Thank you for asking me, Emily. It's so great to talk about these. I'm excited for everybody to watch the videos.
Sombras paradas, chega de chorar, deixei homem morrer. Senhores em pé, sombras paradas, chega de chorar, deixei homem morrer. Senhores em pé, sombras paradas, chega de chorar, deixei morto morrer.
And that was the very last episode of Sound and Vision. Again, starting on April 9th, this feed will become a new podcast called A Deeper Listen. It'll focus on conversations with artists about the ideas and experiences that shape their music. The first episode of the show will feature Alinda Segura of Hooray for the Riff Raff. They'll talk about their years hitchhiking and train hopping America, about dealing with loved ones facing addiction, and about losing their father after their latest album was written.
A lot on this record is about how grief is not a punishment. It's an act of love, and it's just another expression of love.
You don't have to die if you don't want to die. You could take it all back in the nick of time. Maybe even be a good friend of mine. Baby, I.
That's coming up on A Deeper Listen, available on this feed starting on April 9th. I cannot wait for you to hear it. And hey, if you've been listening to Sound and Vision for a while, I so appreciate you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And Sound and Vision is still a radio show that broadcasts from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Pacific at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at 92.7 in the Bay Area, worldwide at kexp.org.